But Monty is, he's got his finger on the pulse, particularly within our rail matters. And I know that you, all of us, were watching and enjoyed a victory in Kirikiriroa over the weekend. It was a hard-fought victory, but that's the nature of the beast. NRL throws up some tough games, even if you're playing teams at the bottom of the table. Monty Beetham is with us today. Monty, tenakwe.
Good morning.
Laule Monty Beetham. Thanks for joining us, brother. It's good to talk with you again. Well, let's lock into that game. It was always going to be tough, and the Tigers, they're no easy beats. In fact, there are no easy beat teams. So to get the 2 points, very satisfying, although, again, some might class it an ugly win, but still the 2 points are in the bag. What are your takes from their performance Saturday night, the Warriors who play Manly in Auckland on Friday night?
Yeah, well, look, we saw against the Raiders the previous week how lucky we were not to win. You know, since Api Kotosau has been back, he's been making a huge difference. And when you look at the team on paper that faced the Warriors, you think, geez, this is an exciting team. How do they find themselves at the bottom of the table? But, you know, let's be honest, the Warriors made it more difficult for themselves and playing at home, although being away from home down there in Hamilton. You know, they've had five games there previously. They've lost all five. So to get a win is another sort of monkey off their back. And that means it's six games on the road now that they've won, which is a great thing. But Andrew Webster, the head coach, put it down to a lot of individuals not staying in the concentration zone long enough. You know, there's a lot of stuff that was uncharacteristic from the boys in terms of not being as resilient in defence, and he's putting that down to making sure that you're switched on for longer periods of time.
What would you say about his demeanour as a coach? He seems to have a little bit of magic here, being able to mobilise his team. It's been a consistent lineup that he's fielded most of the year. And he's a very understated sort of character, Andrew Webster, but there must be something going on. What do you read into what's behind his success with this team in 2023?
Look, he's a huge part of it. I think he is, you know, if you're looking at factors that have changed the narrative and changed the way the boys have looked this year, he is the big ingredient. There's no doubt about that. But also this big group of boys are the fittest I've ever seen them. So Balan Couples, the fitness coach, should have a lot of praise for what he's done with the side. Because you can want to have resolve, we can want to have as much determination as possible, but if you've got no engine in the tank, it's just not possible. So for that to be in place, and also Kai Kanafrance, who's been doing a lot of wrestling with them, you know, making sure they're comfortable, being comfortable, it makes a huge difference. But This coach is a great coach. The way he has with the players, his delivery of messaging, the way he challenges the players, even you know, when they have losses, how he picks the loss apart and strategically, but also to talking to them as a person and helping them, you know, finish on positives, but also even when they win the tough games, realise that, you know, you've got to work on a number of parts of your game. He really is a complete package. And when we've had old boys come into the training sessions and seen him talk and deliver speeches, they've all been very impressed with what they've seen.
You've got a wonderful relationship with Dan Anderson, and he looms large too, Dan Anderson Stadium. I know you were in Australia a few weeks ago acknowledging that relationship, Monty. How's Dan tracking at this stage, and what can you say about the way ex-players and others have mobilised to tautoko him at what must be a very desperate and concerning time for him and his whānau?
Yeah, some tough times. You know, he hasn't been at home since late last year. He's been at Royal Rehab trying to get well, get better. It takes him 90 minutes a day to get up and to get ready to be functional, to move around and do his training. You know, and he trains for 2 hours each day. And I think this next sort of 18 months is a crucial part, because this is the window that he needs to get as much mobility or function back before it gets a little bit too hard and it could be lost forever. So he's a paraplegic who's done so well for the club. And this week we were tautokoing him by calling at Daniel Anderson Stadium. Allocation of the tickets being sold this week is going to go to Dando. And there is on Galabid. So it's app.galabid.com/Ando. And there's chances to bid for some wonderful auction items. But even if you don't get in the running for the auction items. If you just go on there and you make a donation, you'll go in the draw to win one or two heritage jumpers that are signed by a number of players as well, some old, some new, just to say thank you for your tautoko and your aroha.
Thank you. Can we touch on the NEF? He seems to be flying down that right edge, so Dallin, and he's become something. I mean, he's always been a bit of a favourite for the Watene whānau, you can bet on that, but you know, wider New Zealand are appreciating his agility and his flamboyant try-scoring style. What do you read into the way Dell's been tracking in 2023?
Well, I've always thought of him as a good human. Like, you know, even when he captained the country at 24 years of age, which was very young, there was huge raps on him. And he's always been the best player to be around. Like, I knew I had heard of him, but seeing what he's done for the club on the field, in training, the mana and the energy that it brings every time is brilliant. And then out there on that right edge, what he's able to do, you know, the tries that he scores where he defies logic and defies gravity at times to score, and with those beautiful locks that are happening. Yeah, he's got so much time for people, but his rich reign of form has been out of this world, and it's the best he's had in terms of scoring tries in the season, and I don't think it's going to stop now. He's still got three more games to go. And the form that he's in is huge. I think the record is 23, which is Fusitua and Francis Mele, and that's with final series and that involved as well. So you'd think that Dallin's odds on to challenge that as well. But look, he's a great guy to have around the club. And his form, the way he just throws himself at the line in yardage, it's not just all about the try-scoring stuff for him. He really wants to be that player to contribute and help his team score. So he just puts his body on the line week in, week out.
Thanks. Just finally, I know that there's been a bit of a standoff between Clint Newton, who heads the Rugby League Players Association, and the head of the NRL. It seems to have been resolved, but you get the feeling that just for the time being, there are many issues here where the overarching administrative body perhaps aren't treating players with the respect that the head of the Rugby League Players Association would expect. What was the gist of the standoff, which has been resolved? I see players are now being interviewed and they've taken the patches off the covering of the NRL logo. But what was at the core of that standoff, from your understanding, Monty?
Look, it's one of those ones where how long's a piece of string? I don't think everyone knows what the actual core was, you know, between them understanding. I think between Clint Newton and Abdo and co are probably the only ones who are really down on it. But the main thing now is that it's been sorted. In principle, it's yet to be put in writing and agreed to in terms of being signed. But it's great because, you know, we've got the best characters in the game, and to not being able to hear from the people that we watch, that we admire, that put their bodies on the line week in, week out is pretty tough. So it's good that it's all at a place now where it's been sorted, and that we can see our heroes, we can watch our heroes, and then we can hear them play. And also our wahine too, when we're talking about heroes. I mean, they've been amazing to watch. The women's comp, the 10 teams now, and what they're doing. I was watching a game, which is thinking, geez, it's brilliant to watch it. And I thoroughly enjoyed watching the woman play with a skill set that was, you know, was right up there.
I've got to agree with that too, and it's going to be such an important part of the game's development going forward, the 10 teams in the NRLW. Outstanding, doing an outstanding job. Monty Beetham, kindly with us today, and I appreciate your holding off your leaving home to take our call. Thank you, Monty.
It's a pleasure, Matua.
Tēnā koe, Monty. Thanks. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio. This from Richard.